Ohio real estate headlines. Columbus agency breaks down typical 5-6% realtor commission splits in OH. The Wilcutt Group explains that most real estate agents charge 5-6% of the home's sale price, typically split between the buyer's and seller's agents, and notes that these rates are negotiable. OH real estate professionals can use this commission benchmark to structure competitive yet sustainable fee agreements with clients across the state. Review the Wilcutt Group's full commission breakdown at http://thewilcuttgroup.com/what percentage do most realtors take. Ohio real estate headlines. What Ohio realtors should know about average commission rates. HomeLight outlines the average Ohio real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay a realtor to list and sell a home. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Ohio agents price their services competitively and communicate value to prospective sellers. Review the commission breakdown and seller tips at the link to sharpen your listing presentations. Ohio real estate headlines. Average realtor commission fees in Ohio 2026 survey. A 2026 survey of local real estate agents revealed the average real estate commission in Ohio is 5.9%, which is higher than the national average of 5.70%. Relevant to real estate professionals operating in OH. Read the source, listwithclever.com/average-real-estate-commission-rate/Ohio/. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some OH jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.